This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mind Scott headed on vacation. Leon Francis sitting in for him. What's on your mind? The number 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Or, of course, the listener line. Anytime you want to just call and leave a message, 855-217-76, extension number 1. Brought to you in part by our friends at Watford City. Go to cityofwatfordcity.com. They've got a community enrichment grant match program going on right now where you can fill the Rough Rider Fund. They've got a committee annually. They make available grant funds to support quality of life projects and events in communities in McKenzie County. Support them by considering applications up to $2,500 each. So you want more info, again, cityofwatfordcity.com. Leon Francis in for Scott Hennon on What's On Your Mind.
Good. Feels good to me. I begin speaking before the mic was on.
That's my fault.
That's
I'm
a
sorry.
Rookie mistake, man. Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hennon. Love sitting in this chair. What's on your mind? That's the name of the show. Not what's on my mind. What's on your mind? So give us a call and we can start this conversation. I got my friend Raheem Williams. He'll be joining us right around 9:15-ish. and we're going to have a conversation about a couple of things, one of which is is a Trump voter a Christian? That seems to be a hot-button topic, you know, especially when you're online on – I heard your conversation this morning. You said you – you had a Facebook post, and it was about Minshew, I believe it was. So you put that out there.
No, we were. It was about it was an Adam Schiff meme, first of all, which said, you know, here's a guy that all he's concerned about is this impeachment stuff. Meanwhile, he's got 25,000 homeless people in his district.
Right.
6,000 of them are veterans. His district is in complete.
Yep.
The state is in complete disarray. Yet all these California Democrats, they got much better things to do than fix their actual problems.
Yeah.
And but my thing was all about Schiff, and this friend of mine comes on with Trump's a liar and a child molester and a dead, and he went on and on and on about it. And I said, let's stay on topic.
Yep.
Let's, you know, if you have Trump is the topic. I said, this is my post,
right.
Not yours.
Right.
Adam Schiff, we're talking about on this one. I said, let's debate a topic. Let's pick Medicare for All, for example.
Trump. Trump.
I said, Medicare for All.
Right.
What are your thoughts? Are you for it? Wouldn't even answer that.
Yeah.
Because, of course, we get into any sort of debate on any of these things that they talk about, and we got to get to the math eventually.
Right, right.
And you get to the math, and you go, none of it adds up.
Absolutely.
None of it.
Well, and that's another thing. I believe that there's a concerted effort out there to keep us at each other's throats.
Yep.
So we don't look at the math, man.
Yeah.
Even if we take the GOP and our budget and our budget deficit right now, and you start digging into that, you're gonna get folks that pop up and go, "Well, hey, Trump, orange man, bad." But no, wait, let's stay on topic. We are like almost $30 trillion in the hole. How are we gonna pay for this, Trump? No, man, bring it back down. That's another reason why I like Raheem. He's a econ guy. You know, he deals with the numbers and
I'll give you the quick and any simple Google searches. I mean, you can add these numbers up.
Right.
The total net worth of the top. They talk about the one, the billionaire class.
Yeah.
The billionaires. Bernie says. Okay. Now those people that are in that world that have that kind of money. Total net worth, top one, let's say even the top 10%, top 10% in this country, net worth, mind you, not income,
right?
You don't get to $5 trillion with the top 10%.
Right.
You don't, with the top 1%, you get $2.7 trillion. So, okay, now Medicare for All, somewhere around $50 trillion.
So no
amount. But you're
going
to tax, you know, and then right. Elizabeth Warren says, it's just 2 cents. It's just two pennies over this. It's like, are you kidding me, woman? the 2 cents won't pay for one thousandth of that plan.
That's meant to be divisive. It's
right.
meant to have a class warfare.
Right.
Envy. That's what the whole thing is about.
And
they
it's all about
use.
Emotions
yep,
and
yep.
your feelings. Well, everybody should have health care, of course. Yeah, let's tax the rich people.
Well,
they
everyone
have money.
Should have a house, right?
Right.
So it is tax
yeah.
the rich people, get everybody a house. You know, I want two cars in my garage, you know? Why shouldn't I be entitled to that?
Yeah.
You know, that's where it's going. I mean, if you look at the trajectory of what the Democrat platform is, basically give them whatever they want.
And you know what? That really, and you know, I think you'd agree, Leon, that entire message seems to pander to the younger demographic of the voters.
You know why?
Because they just don't know any better.
You know why?
They're young.
They've lived in a pretty
right.
much socialist
well, that's
cocoon.
What I'm saying. They haven't been in real
right,
life.
Right.
They haven't been out of college. They haven't experienced no money.
Yep.
Negative overdraft fees.
Get a job,
that, right.
and your, the sweat of your brow is translated on that check. And
yeah.
then you see how much of the sweat of your brow goes to the government. That'll change your thinking pretty quick. I know my kid, when he started working, like, you have a kid, they're kind of sheltered a little bit. They get out there, they start working, and they, hey, what is this FICA? Who is FICA? What is that?
I cried.
You know?
My first real paycheck that
right.
I got, I was working construction for my dad, and I was excited because I was making like $9.50 an hour at the time.
Right.
It was huge money. So I had like a 45-hour week that week. I'm doing
oh,
950
yeah. oh,
times
yeah,
45.
Dude.
I'm going, wow, this is going to be well over. And I got it, and I was like,
are you
$310.
Yep.
What is, and my dad looked at me and said, welcome to the real world, dude.
Right.
You know, buddy. And I was like, well, what does that mean? Like, that's taxes. That's
the stuff you pay
that's
for.
That's the, well, we get. And I literally had tears. I was so, I had plans for that money.
There's nothing
but,
you can do about it either.
But then you wake up and you go, oh, okay, well, all right. Now, how much taxes can we pay?
Right.
Well, I'm certainly not going to give you all of it, which
well,
is what it would take to get any of these plans done.
Exactly. And that's another thing we really need to impress upon our young kids. If you grow government, that paycheck you got gets a little smaller. It's a little smaller every time you grow government. That great plan that they're peddling out there, that's going to cost money. And they can, and it's like you said, the rich folks only have so much money. That's not an infinite amount of wealth they have.
Well,
it's a finite amount.
Ask Bernie or Warren, they'll tell you, that's an infinite pot of gold right there.
That's not a thing. And
that's not a thing.
You know, you got to talk to them like kids, like Buttigieg. I loved him when he smacked Warren about the whole pandering to the rich, wealthy. And he's like, don't pass litmus tests.
You can't,
that you
pass,
can't
yourself.
Pass yourself.
So good.
You're
that
worth,
was good.
Yeah. You're worth like 100 times what I'm worth. So shut it. You know, basically love that. Would never vote for the guy. But seeing him smack around a socialist, I love that.
But,
I'll
know,
be popcorn to that all day.
Yeah, you get into conversations about Medicare for All. Okay, that's just one of them.
Yep.
Then we're going to go to free college.
Yep.
Then we're going to go to forgiving all the student loans. Then we're just going to keep going, and we're going to do the Green New Deal.
I'm going to give you $1,000.
By the time you're done with all of these, you're north of $150 trillion.
And
there's not that much money in the world.
Right. Well, there's not that. We don't have enough money in the world just to pay off our debt right now,
exactly.
man. Unfunded liabilities. Don't get me started. And you sit and you think about how they are manipulating these kids, and it is no secret why they want to lower the voting age. I mean, there's no secret
there
why.
You go,
not
buddy.
To mention that they also
yep.
want to, the folks that are coming up from on our border, the illegals. They want to give them driver's license and all that
yep.
stuff.
It's all pandering.
And it's
thing.
Because the folks that are here, like the guys and gals that they hold their nose when they talk about, you know, and fly over country.
Yeah.
We have to pay for this stuff, so we know how much it's costing. And the folks that are coming up and hitting our borders, they have no clue. They All they know is, hey, Democrats are promising X, Y, and Z, and it's free.
Well, and how long are people like, let's take Bezos or you know, anybody that's in that world of that 1%, how long after you start taking 70, 80% of yep. their income, you're tapping into their corporate profits as well.
Yep.
How long is that money and is that person going to remain here to be beaten up like that?
Well, they're mobile.
When they can go Switzerland, the yep. Caymans, they can go anywhere in the world. Belize, take your money.
Oh, you're a tax evader. You're horrible.
Bet.
No, I'm protecting my
you
money.
Yeah.
you're attempting to steal my money, so I got to protect it. You know, and you always have those guys that they'll come out and they'll go, you know, well, I'll make that point later. We got Raheem Williams coming up on the other side of this break. You guys stay tuned. Call in. Conversation is always great. What's on your mind? It's the name of the show.
Numbers are 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at flagfamily.com. We'll get it to Leah. They have Francis in for Scott Hennon on What's On Your Mind. We'll be right back.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota, the Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What's on your mind? Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hennon today. Day after Christmas. Happy New Year almost.
Oh, man.
Hard to believe.
Right around the corner.
December 26th, brought to you in part by our friends at B-Mobile. Go to B-Mobile, B-E-Mobile.com. B-Mobile, largest in the upper Midwest, Verizon. That's what they do. Best phones on the best plans. And insurance through Asurion. I just had to deal with my son. We have Verizon through B-Mobile. I was ice fishing, and he had his phone in his pocket up here.
Oh, man.
And he bent over to check something, and of all the places it could have gone in the ice, in the fish house, it went right down the hole.
Yep.
So, yep, we went through a story and got that done. You can follow him on Twitter, at B-Mobile Inc., and, of course, find out all about the plans and the hands-free technology for driving safely, best phones on the best network, at bmobile.com. Leon in for Scotty, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or studio at flagfamily.com.
Oh, man. I guess a bucket of rice ain't going to fix that phone.
So, no, that was gone.
That's a goner.
I said, how deep was it? He said, 16 feet.
Oh.
Said, okay, yeah.
Oh, man.
We'll file for that one. But, you know, it was great. I mean, you get on, you go on the website, and you file the claim, and boom, and there's a, we have a deductible. It was $150 deductible,
yep.
But, you know, it's a $600 phone.
What's the turnaround on that?
We got it, like, within a day.
Oh, wow.
We literally picked it up. We picked it up at the B-Mobile stop in DL.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I just dropped my phone in my coffee here.
Gotta have the insurance, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I got to get the insurance first and then the coffee. Got it.
There you go.
1-800-228-0550 or 258-0550 to join the conversation. We're going to have Raheem Williams stop by and, you know, we're going to have a conversation about that grit cheese and article.
I love that guy.
Yeah. Right. And Raheem is rock solid on pretty much anything. Second Amendment. When I get on the phone with him, it's like a 2-hour conversation. I am not kidding. But anyway, we're going to have him on. I think we're going to have Jim the Flagpole Guy on later on this hour.
Oh,
he's love busy. That guy.
That guy is so busy.
Well, I bet.
Unbelievable.
I bet. I mean, in the era of Trump, people love their country now. Can I say that? For the first time in about 8 years, we got folks that are patriotic. They stand up and, you know, they got their flag. The bigger the flag, the better. We love it. Guys like Kaepernick, it's why he can't, you know, find a team. Him being a talentless hack.
You know what? And on that note, there's still those that would want to burn the flag or, you know, stomp on it or do the Kaepernick deal or whatever. And to me, Leanna, maybe I want your opinion on this, but to me it's mind-boggling because you're just not realizing where you are. And what you really should do is go to China.
Yeah.
Okay? Go to Yemen. Go to Syria. Go to a number of these countries where you have zero freedom. I mean, look at what's happening in Hong Kong right now.
Right, right.
They're waving American flags all over Hong Kong because they're demanding freedom.
Yeah.
And mainland China's, the Beijing's going, no, hey. And the troops, there was 1,000 troops showed up at a mall.
Right.
Where people were just protesting, and they just want freedom. They want what Hong Kong's always had.
Right.
You know, but as soon as Hong Kong went back to Chinese control, they start trying to put in those.
How did they think that was going to work?
Exactly.
How did they think that was going to turn out, man?
Hello?
and another thing to think about is, like, when folks protest the flag and they burn it and all, I mean, the fact that you can do that and don't end up like, what's that, guy from Saudi Arabia, Khashoggi?
Yeah.
You know, that's a testament to how great this country is.
Yeah.
You know, that guy spoke out against Saudi Arabia, who was our friend and got, you know, all of that. I'm not even going to get into that. But stuff like that doesn't happen here. I mean, you can basically get out there and say whatever you want. You can throw our flag on the ground. You can burn it. But that is a testament to the greatness of this country. You are pretty much proving our point. So with that being said, I'm going to go to Raheem. How you doing, buddy?
Well, there he is. Hey, Raheem. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Pleasure to be here. I actually want to talk about a bigger issue, I guess, which is this new mainstream press attempt to go after Trump's religious support. I'm not sure if you guys caught this. It was a Forum editorial. Why do Christians support Trump? Now, I'm no religious scholar. I want to get that out of the way, but I thought it was kind of humorous that this was an area of confusion. So there's like the first thing I want to go ahead and establish is if you get a very Judeo-Christian worldview, why would they support anybody for president? When you look at how the job has evolved all the way from nuking innocent Japanese women and children, which that happened twice, to I guess, our drone program. There's a lot of reasons. So it's a valid question, but it just doesn't apply to Trump. It's like what the modern office has evolved into to give all Christians cause for worry. And that's fair enough. But the issue, what I see here, is like this double standard where basically progressives in the media have now decided for some weird reason, and they only do this when politically convenient. They will never, ever do this to someone who professes love for Islam or Judaism. Nobody will question Bernie Sanders' Jewishness. Nobody does that, right? It'll be frowned upon and viewed as anti-Semitic. But you're allowed to do that with President Trump, which I believe is just grossly unfair, given that one of the entire ideas of a major Christian theme is, you know, the path to redemption. So I just want to go ahead and call out something in this editorial. One thing is, like, Trump doesn't care about the poor. He doesn't put the poor as an emphasis in his administration. I think that's an outright lie, especially to say that as the country is experiencing what I believe to be its fifth year drop, 5 to 6 years in terms of the actual official poverty rate. When you look at homelessness, the homeless problem we have in this country is primarily driven by California. And they came out with free welfare scheme you can imagine in terms of state and federal dollars, and it hasn't fixed a thing. So doing for the poor and sounding like you love the poor are completely different things, because it's economic growth that eliminates poverty, and that's been proven time and time over again. This president's focus on the economy is a focus on the poor. It's the poorest among us that have experienced the largest wage growth. So for these to ignore that is absolutely insane. When you look at things like immigration.
No, I was just going to mention it's the whole teach a man to fish paradigm. Democrats want to say, you know, hey, we're going to give you fish by taking fish from everyone else. But Trump comes in and he goes, no, I'm going to teach you how to fish. I'm going to give you a pole. You get out there and you provide for your family. Yeah. And it works. That's what works. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to butt in. You go ahead, man.
You're fine. I'm going to chip away at a few of the points. Another one's by, Trump rallied.
Oh, man, that music. Hey, Raheem. Raheem, that music means that we're going right into a break. So give us a bit if you can hang out for a little bit. And when we come back, we'll finish this conversation. What's on your mind? Be right back.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspectives, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, go Bison!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another busy day for traveling, especially at the nation's airports. Airlines for America says it expects nearly 3 million travelers to fly today and tomorrow. As for highway traffic, congestion is expected to reach its peak in several cities today, including New York, L.A., and Chicago. Tomorrow will be the worst travel day on the highways around Houston, Boston, and Seattle. A Republican U.S. senator saying she's disturbed by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments that he's acting in total coordination with the White House to set up an impeachment trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Lisa Murkowski says the Senate must be impartial during any such trial.
It means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This is What's On Your Mind for Thursday, the 26th of December. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. Getting ready for a crazy new year. 2020 is just around the corner. What's On Your Mind brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. You've heard about the MyPillow pillow, which I had to travel with my body pillow and my regular MyPillow because I can't. I love my mother-in-law, but the pillows are, I got to have MyPillow, so to speak. Now they have the towels, which are amazing, and the sheets. We got the sheet set. I saw Scotty when he had some of the new towels in here. And boy, you can really feel the difference in those towels. Mike Lindell, that guy.
That's a genius.
He gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it. He's like, towels suck. We need better towels.
We need moisture wicking.
Yeah,
ability.
Can they actually absorb?
Yeah.
His sheets are amazing, the Giza cotton sheets. And all you got to do is go on to MyPillow.com. Towels that work, pillows that are amazing, they don't collapse. And promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T, right there on the radio listener special at MyPillow.com. And they do financing if you need on all orders over $200. So you can get all that.
Nice.
Mattress topper, body pillow, whatever, MyPillow.com. Proud sponsor of What's On Your Mind, where Leon Francis is in for Scott Hennon.
Hey, guys, 1-800-228-0550 or 258-0550. So we were having a conversation with Raheem, basically talking about the Democrat version for America, a vision for America versus Trump's vision for America, and how it all ties back to, we've had this spate of articles about how can you vote for Trump and be a Christian and that sort of thing. Raheem was kind of breaking it down about, you know, what the actual real Christian thing to do when you're, especially when you're talking about lifting the poor out of poverty and that sort of thing. So I'm gonna take a back seat and let Raheem take it from there.
So thank you, Leon. I'm just kind of like, how do you say this? I'm trying to wrap this all together because I guess the core of what I'm getting at is I can't tell people what a real Christian is and isn't. That's up for debate. That's a huge debate within Christianity itself between the people who have a more fundamental interpretation of the scripture and people who have a more modernist approach. But here's what I can tell you. Christians, just like everybody else, they do simple voter calculus. And if a candidate aligns with 50% of my core policy preferences as a Christian voter versus 25%, it still behooves me to stick with the people that are at least half. If you agree with me at least half the time instead of even less. So everybody does this. It's not just Christians. It's every group, every individual, and they make that decision. And what I see in these whole anti-Trump how can Christians support Trump, they completely forget that. And looking at it in that scope, you also have to consider the other side. We have every single major Democratic Party candidate hasn't just sworn to protect Roe v. Wade and the current standard of norms in terms of abortion, which I do have a lot of issue with. They've actually pledged to repeal the Hyde Amendment and open up the floodgates for federal funding for abortion. They want to take money out of your checks for abortion. And at right now, it seems that Trump is literally the only person in between them getting their way and not. So it's like, why is this a mystery as to why social conservatives and religious conservatives are sticking with Trump? There is no even somewhat entertainable alternative.
Right, exactly.
And I have nothing against people with LGBTQ identity or whatnot. But when you look at that, what you, on the legal front in terms of Trump Supreme Court, you're going to have a, if Democrats have their way, there's going to be, you're going to see a lot more of those whole gay wedding cake debacles go the other way.
Religious freedom.
Religious debts are irrelevant. And that's kind of how it works in Europe to an extent. And that's kind of what they want to see here. And I can see why religious groups would be very, very, I don't know, terrified of having a tsunami of lawsuits sweep over them and force them to affirm views that they disagree with and that they have legitimate rights with that goes against thousands of years of doctrine. More progressive, that's relevant, but it's like to some people it's not.
So, hey, Raheem.
Again, none of this
puzzle. Man, we got to have you back on, man, even later today, because this conversation is a very long one. I agree with you. The whole Fabian socialist European thing, it cannot work over here, and I think that's a big part of why folks like me and like you and other Christians out there would vote for a candidate like Trump, even with his faults. But we got to have you back on, finish this conversation. We have Dustin Garrillo that and we're going to talk about some local state issues.
Well, let's do that. Let's hook up with Raheem after 10. Raheem, are you around after 10? Can we call you back?
I'll be here.
All right.
Let's
get to our conversation with Dustin. Yeah, let's do that. I'm really interested what he has to say on that.
So, hey, Dustin, are you there?
I am.
Good deal. So, Dustin and I, we had a conversation last night. Went a little long, but I love having conversations with folks like Dustin. They keep me centered. Actually, they keep me center right. I'm like a conservative / libertarian, and when I speak to folks like Dustin, he pretty much affirms why I am the way I am. And we wanted to talk a little bit about some local politics. Everything we hear now is, you know, this big national news story and whatever. I want to know from Dustin, 2019, top three issues that North Dakotans had to deal with and overcome, and maybe in 2020 what we should look out for. So I'm going to just turn it over to Dustin. I'm going to invite you guys to join the conversation. What do you think was a big deal here in the Dakota? Well, I started to say Dakotas, but in North Dakota, 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550 or 258-0550. Join the conversation. So, Dustin, 2019, what do you think about North Dakota politics in 2019, and what were some big issues that we may have missed with all the national noise?
To me, the theme of 2019, at least from the state legislative level, was the Republican power grab. And that took the form two ways. Number one was the fight with the state auditor over what the auditor can and cannot do.
On
what the legislature wants him to look at. And then the second thing is the passage of what was a Senate concurrent resolution 4001, which creates a veto power by the legislature when the voters accept and approve a constitutional measure that the legislature may not like. And between those two things, it became very clear that the legislature was interested in reducing the power of both the statewide elected officials who keep an eye on them, as well as the voters themselves.
Yeah, let's unpack that. Let's go back to that state auditor. That was a big issue. I heard tons of conversations on both sides of that issue, just in my little circle of friends. So let's unpack that. Tell the folks what, in a nutshell, what that whole debate was all about.
Well, when it happened, a lot of people didn't actually know why it was happening. But it has come out that basically some legislators individually did not like how aggressive Josh Gallion has been since he was elected in 2016, to be auditor. They didn't like that he was, had a very aggressive schedule for doing audits, that he was doing a lot more performance audits and not sticking to the traditional financial audits that simply look at whether the numbers add up. He was actually looking at how the money is being spent, whether it's being spent properly, whether Brooks
so doing his job
are being followed. Yeah, he was doing his job,
right?
And you know, politicians often don't like it when somebody is doing their job when that job is to look over their shoulders. And so there was a kind of a sneaky attack to reduce the power of the office of auditor by saying that any time that the auditor wants to do a performance audit, that they have to get permission from the interim Lafferty, which is the audit committee that the legislature appoints during the interim, and basically that they wanted the state auditor, who is an independently elected constitutional officer, to ask the legislature for permission to do his job.
Oh, wow. And they didn't think that there would be any backlash over that, apparently.
Apparently they didn't think so, but they were completely wrong, because it brought people who had never been involved in the process out of the woodwork. And
yeah.
And while that effort to refer the legislators' actions didn't succeed, the fact is that basically what it came down to, the Attorney General's opinion essentially told Josh Gallion that continue on as normal, because what the legislature passed, if they tried to enforce it, it would probably be challenged in its constitutionality questioned.
You think we're gonna that's gonna be an issue in 2020?
Oh, absolutely, it's going to be, because there's still, every time Josh Gallion puts out a new audit, you hear a certain contingent of legislators who are upset about it. And, you know, I just, guest hosted on KFIRE for Todd in the afternoon on Monday, and had Josh in studio. And it definitely, goes to show that the legislators who, feel like he should not be doing his job this aggressively. And then, you know, a lot of them also, even if they are okay with, how often and how quick he's doing these audits, or his office is doing them, they're upset that he goes public with them. And unless the voters and taxpayers know very quickly what's going on, there's a lot of legislators who believe that he should just go to them, tell them what's wrong, and let them fix it behind the scenes and sweep everything under the rug.
So they don't really hold to that whole fiscal conservatism. It sounds like they'd rather do that behind closed doors. But I'm not going to throw stones. I think that we are going to have a very robust debate about this in the upcoming year. I do believe. I know some folks that are looking at this very issue. Dustin, we got Jim the flagpole guy coming up. I kind of want to ask you a couple more questions. Can you hang out for a little bit?
Sure thing.
Good deal. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. Join the conversation. We'll be right back.
Hey, Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2020 land auctions include 1,800 acres of highly productive crop and pasture land in Ward County near Berthold and Plaza, 960 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Divide County, North Dakota near Granora, and 350 acres of remarkable cropland in Clay County, Minnesota, and a farmstead near Hitterdahl, Minnesota. View all of these and many more great auctions, including Pfeiffer's farm equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is What's On Your Mind. Scott Henin taking a couple days for Christmas. Leon Francis sitting in for Scotty. Brought to you in part by our friends at Mineral Tracker. If you're being bombarded by offers to buy your minerals, whether, you know, whatever they may be, before you do anything, you got to talk to the crew of Mineral Tracker. Supporting mineral owners is the primary focus of Mineral Tracker, and that means they make sure that you get the best price for your minerals. Simple as that. Team of experts at Mineral Tracker know the market. They know the industry. They have consistently been able to get the mineral owner a higher price than the original offers they had gotten. So if you're looking to sell, first talk to Jeff and Joel and the crew at Mineral Tracker. These guys, they have your back. Go to MineralTracker.com. Or call them today, 833-842-2924. Of course, head to mineraltracker.com and activate your free account there. I tell you, they got that proprietary software. It's amazing. Look at the last 20 years, what's happened with the mineral world, especially the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. It's amazing. MineralTracker.com. Leon's in for Scotty Hennin on What's on Your Mind.
And what's on your mind? Join the conversation at 1-800-228-0550. I think we're going to talk to Jim, the flagpole guy.
Nathan, is Jim on?
He's always, this guy's.
Oh, yeah, we're going to wrap up with Dustin. No,
okay.
Then we'll get to the flagpole guy. We'll get him on.
Okay. All right. So, back to Dustin Garlow. North Dakota Watchdog Network. Dustin's been in North Dakota politics for a very long time. He knows the ins and outs. And I believe he has a new podcast I'll let him explain that. So, Dustin, what do you got going on in 2020 now?
Well, I've started a podcast where we will interview people who are making news and involved in politics. So far, we've got two already online, and they can find that right now by going to the Patreon system for podcasts and search Watching ND. We will have more promotion of that in the new year as we get things going. But you know, we're in what is called a soft launch at this point, and we'll be really going heavier on it after the first.
Good deal. I already subscribed, man, so I am looking forward to it. If you want to know what's going on in North Dakota politics, North Dakota Watchdog Network has always been a mainstay. It is must read info. Anyway, so 2020, we're gonna kind of wrap this up. What big issue do you see coming outside of this whole auditors issue coming up in 2020?
Well, the one thing is that in November, the people of North Dakota will be given the opportunity to vote away some of their rights because the legislature decided to put that measure on the ballot that would make it more difficult to do initiative measures in the future and give the legislature more power in that process. And so that will probably end up being Measure 1 in November. And then the third thing will be the treasurer's race. Now that Kelly Schmidt is announcing that she is not running again.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be an open seat. And, you know, I think that there's three issues inside of the treasurer's race, which are going to be key, which is the legacy fund, how that should be set up to, and what it should be set up to do, pension, reform issues that have been lingering for, you know, 20 years, but more so in the last 10. And then the third thing will be, how to deal with all these various trust funds and making sure that they are doing as much as they can for North Dakota taxpayers. And so I think those are the three issues that if the debate over who is the Republican nominee for the treasurer's office is substantive and not just a personality debate, those will be the three issues that get discussed.
Okay. I heard a little scuttlebutt that the Democrats might have an eye on that seat.
Well, they certainly could. I mean, with an open seat, it's easier to take one of those. Now, if they can get organized as a party in North Dakota again, that, you know, maybe it could be their chance if they're willing to take on actual issues and not just kind of skirt everything and make it about how bad Republicans are.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got to have another conversation. I think that this race is going to definitely be a big one to watch, and I kind of want to dissect it a little bit more, but we're out of time. So North Dakota Watchdog Network, Dustin Garlow, man, we got to have you back on.
Sure thing.
Good deal. I think we're going to go to Jim, the flagpole guy now, and this guy drips patriotism. I believe he sweats red, white, and blue. Absolutely.
Does.
So, hey, Jim, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I bleed red. I figured that out about 10,000 times.
Right.
Now, doing that good work you do, my man.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're trying to do a better at the end of the year where I'm looking at everything that, you know, we have accomplished and methods for installations, and we're working on increasing that installation time to 1 day in certain cases. And we're also making great strides on our flag maintenance program. And, hey, 2020 is looking good.
I'd like to
wish everybody a happy new year.
Hey, Jim.
That's great work.
Hey, Jim, can you give us a couple minutes on the other side so I can get some info, you know, out to the folks on how they can get flags and flagpoles?
Sure, that'd be great.
Good deal. We'll be back right after the top of this hour with Jim, the flagpole guy, right here on What's On Your Mind.
Hot Spring Spa is a pool table soup. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.